Hi everyone, and welcome to this series of podcasts on English literature. This year we have chosen to work on translating, and when I was in Ireland I found some very interesting folklore Irish tales, and they were never translated before into French, and so I thought that with the première LLCE in English, that they could actually work on all those different tales. So what they had to do was to read as a group, they had to translate it, then they had to prepare a nice illustration of the tale, and finally they have to prepare this podcast. So in each group, for each tale, the students read the tale in English, then their translation in French, and they will explain why and how they created their different illustrations and pictures. And finally, they would also explain in detail all the difficult passages that they had to translate in the tales, all the difficulties, hardships, and how they actually managed to do it as a group. So I hope that you will enjoy all those stories, because they've been working really hard. And well, good listening.
Il y a une magnifique histoire qui inclut Fionn Mac Cumhail et Cael de Laren, Os de Fer, le prince de Thessalie. Quand Os de Fer navigua en Irlande, il rencontra Fionn et son armée, les Fianna. Il les a défiés dans une compétition. Le gagnant obtiendrait le respect de tout le monde et le contrôle total de l'Irlande. La compétition était de courir de Ben Eter jusqu'à Slieve Lucra. Le coureur feignant le plus rapide était Cailt Mac Ronayne, mais il n'était pas avec eux, donc Fionn partit en expédition pour le trouver. Pendant que Fionn était en train de chercher Cailt, il rencontre un géant nommé Bodach de Cota Lacna, ce qui se traduit vaguement par un sans-abri portant un manteau gris. Ils discutent ensemble et le Bodach accepte de courir aux côtés des feignants. Quand ils arrivent au point de départ, le Bodach a suggéré qu'ils construisent un abri. Os de Fer refuse en disant que cela ne vaut pas le coup pour le temps d'une nuit. Le Bodach se met à construire une maison incroyable, longue et large, avec un toit en paille et chaud. Il attrape un énorme cochon pour le rôtir sur son feu et collecte des barils de vin de son ami, tout cela avant d'aller dormir.
There is a wonderful story involving Fionn Mac Cumhail and Cael Ann Iarraidh, Ironbones, the Prince of Thessaly. When Ironbones sails to Ireland, he meets Fionn and his army, the Fianna. He challenges them to a competition. The winner will get universal tribute and complete control of Ireland. The competition was to run from Ben Eter to Slieve Lucra. The swiftest Fianna runner was Cait Mac Ronayne, but he wasn't with them, so Fionn set out on a journey to find him. While Fionn is looking for Cait, he encounters a giant named Bodach an Chota Lacna, which loosely translates as a tramp wearing a grey coat. They talk together and the Bodach agrees to run on behalf of the Fenians. When they arrive at the starting place, the Bodach suggests that they build a shelter. Ironbones disagrees, saying it wouldn't be worth building a shelter for the sake of one night. The Bodach proceeds to build an amazing house, long and wide, thatched and warm. He also catches a huge pig to roast on his fire and collects barrels of wine from his friend, all before going to sleep. The next morning, Ironbones informs the Bodach that the race should start, to which he responds that he hasn't slept enough and that Ironbones can go ahead. Ironbones heads off and the Bodach sleeps some more. When he wakes, he has his breakfast and finishes his wine. He then heads off as fast as a swallow and as quick as the wind, he catches Ironbones. He passes him and even posts to pick blackberries. Ironbones eventually catches him and reports that the Bodach has dropped his coat some way back. The Bodach backtracks to fetch his coat. Despite Ironbones' best effort, the Bodach defeats him easily. The Bodach then demands that Ironbones pay rent to Ireland from Thessaly and sends him on his way. Sometime later, the Bodach comes back to Fionn and admits that he is Mananan Mac Lir, the sea god.
Explication de nos traductions LLCE, Alison Thévenin. The winner will get universal tribute. Nous avons choisi de le traduire par « le gagnant obtiendrait le respect de tout le monde ». La traduction littérale de Universal Tribute et Hommage Universel, ce qui n'en rend pas bien dans le texte. Alors comme Tribute signifie respect, nous avons choisi de traduire tout cela en Le respect de tout le monde. Fionn set out a journey to find him. Nous avons choisi de traduire ça par Fionn partit en expédition pour le trouver. Set out on a journey signifie se mettre en route, partir pour un voyage. Alors pour faire plus aventurier, héros et dans l'univers d'un conte de fées, partir en expédition sonne mieux. Which loosely translates as en ce qui se traduit vaguement par. Loosely signifiant approximativement, vaguement, sans être exact. Pour nous, vaguement c'était le mot le plus naturel. Pour le reste de la phrase, nous avons traduit littéralement. Nous avons traduit Wouldn't be worth building a shelter for the sake of one night. En cela ne vaut pas le coup de construire un abri pour le temps d'une nuit. Wouldn't be worth signifie pas le coup. En moins formel et pour le temps d'une nuit donne bien l'idée de for the sake of one night. Iron Bones eventually catches him and reports that a Bodak had dropped his coat some way back. The Bodak backtracks to fetch. Ce que nous avons traduit par Os de fer le rattrape au bout d'un moment et rapporte que le Bodak a laissé tomber son manteau un peu plus loin. Le Bodak fait demi-tour pour récupérer son manteau. Nous avons traduit cette phrase de cette manière car eventually catches him veut dire qu'il le rattrape après un certain temps, donc au bout d'un moment. Some way back se rend naturellement par un peu plus loin et backtrack signifie demi-tour, ce qui donne le Bodak fait demi-tour.
So, describing our image, there are two men in the foreground. The one on the left-hand side is Iron Bones and the one on the right-hand side is the Bodach. So, for the one on the left-hand side, that is Iron Bones. And we imagined him actually quite similarly, like on the picture, because he's a prince and seems to be quite noble. So his attire seems to be very fitting also for a royal race, if one might say, because he has armor and a cape and a crown. So that really resembles our ideas that we got from the text. The man on the right-hand side is the Bodach. So in the text, he is described to have a look of a tramp, which is a kind of word for someone who doesn't look as proper and maybe even homeless. So the clothes he's wearing it's very fitting, and it's also described to in the text that he's a giant. So the height difference makes a lot of sense, and also that he's a grey coat. So we thought that was really fitting. Also his hair and beard, we also kind of imagine it that way, to be a little overgrown, a little bit unkept. So yeah, that kind of really matched our imagination of those two characters. Also the background seems to be very fitting because it's an old tale, and with the brick buildings in the background it just fits very nicely. We have created this image with ChatGPT, and we gave it different prompts, and it needed a few tries, but after a while we got a rather fitting image, but we did still change some minor details, but in the end we're very happy with the image that we have gotten.
Lecture du texte en français, partie 2. Le lendemain matin, Os de Fer informe le Bodak que la course devrait commencer, ce à quoi il répond qu'il n'a pas assez dormi et que Os de Fer peut y aller. Os de Fer s'en va et le Bodak dort un peu plus. Quand il se réveille, il prend son petit déjeuner et finit son vin. Ensuite, il part, aussi vite qu'une hirondelle, et aussi rapidement que le vent, il rattrape Os de Fer. Il le dépasse et s'arrête même pour ramasser des murs. Os de Fer le rattrape au bout d'un moment et rapporte que le Bodak a laissé tomber son manteau un peu plus loin. Le Bodak fait demi-tour pour récupérer son manteau. Malgré les meilleurs efforts d'Os de Fer, le Bodak le bat facilement. Ensuite, le Bodak exige qu'Os de Fer paye une somme d'argent à l'Irlande de Thessalie et qu'il lui envoie sur son trajet. Quelque temps plus tard, le Bodak retourne voir Fionn et admet qu'il est Manannan MacLir, le dieu de la mer.